Earlier this year, we introduced you to Sophia, a little girl from Statesboro who was born with a host of health issues and is living with just one failing kidney. Sophia has continued to require dialysis, with some days being easier than others. The best news is that following the article, Sophia found a donor. Her life-saving and life-changing surgery is scheduled for the first week of December at Children's Healthcare in Atlanta. Sophia's donor, Jan Moore, was born and raised in Metter but lives in North Georgia now. She saw Sophia's story and felt led to donate. We can't say how much we appreciate her, and she will now forever be a part of us, Sophia's grandmother Wendy Williams said. After the transplant, an entirely new journey begins for this family, and they still need our help. The family has raised money to cover some of the extraordinary costs associated with the transplant and post-transplant care, but that money is in a protected fund. It is unclear at this point how many expenses insurance will cover, and for that reason, the family is still in need. We have prayed, cried, pulled out all the stops to get her here, Wendy said. And now her life will forever be changed for the better. Not to say that there aren't things that can happen, but we are focusing on the positive. Some days are harder for Sophia than others. She continues to be brave throughout her many treatments. Photo courtesy of the Williams family housing needed urgently. Sophia's family, including two toddler siblings, will need to be with her in Atlanta for 2 to 3 months following the surgery. As we all know, housing costs are extremely high right now, even more so in a big city like Atlanta. The family requires housing in the northeast Atlanta area, no more than 20 to 30 minutes from Chua Eglistan on Clifton Road, that can accommodate 3 adults and 3 children, at minimum from the beginning of December until the end of January. They prefer an Airbnb or other furnished option. Due to the number of individuals in their family, the Ronald McDonald House and extended stay hotels are not an option for them. In addition, the family will have to pay the rent up front. Though they will be reimbursed later, they must have the funds before they can move. Anyone with a connection to a possible housing option for this family is asked to contact Wendy as soon as possible at williamswendy1@gmail.com. Fundraisers planned. Several local fundraisers have been planned to help Sophia and her family. Barbecue plate dinner 11/11. Pulled pork plates are available for $10 each. Plates will include barbecue pork, yellow rice, baked beans, bread, dessert, and drink. They will be available for pickup from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 11, at the old T&W Tire across from Dairy Queen in Reidsville. To purchase a plate, contact Tammy Wilds at 912-536-5387. Rolling Monkey 11/16. Local kidney recipient Elena P. has organized a percentage night at Rolling Monkey for Sophia on Thursday, November 16 from 4 to 8 p.m. Rolling Monkey is located behind Chick-fil-A at 430 Northista Drive East, number 166. Raffle 11/30. A raffle will be held on November 30, or when all tickets have been sold. The raffle is hosted by Truckers for Tatnall and Friends of Sophia, and tickets are $100 each. Prizes include $2,500, first, $500, second, and a Yeti cooler, third. To purchase a ticket, contact Tammy Wilds at 912-536-5387. You can also Venmo at Tammy-Wilds or PayPal, friends and family, please, t.lwilds@yahoo.com. Make sure to include your name and phone number for the drawing. You can donate to the COTA Sophia Strong campaign here or send money directly to the family via Venmo, at Wendy Williams 7, or Cash App, $Winnie 1973. Sophia this fall. Sophia is a miracle to say the least, Wendy said. She didn't ask to be born into this crazy world or to a drug-addicted mother. We have tried to shield her from the world, but her health, we can't. This transplant is life-saving. There is nothing we won't do to keep her here. We ask for continued prayers as our journey is quickly approaching. Please contact Sophia's grandmother for additional information about how you can help their family at williamswendy1@gmail.com.